Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So today is the 10th anniversary of my daughter Phoebe's loss. 10 years ago today, she was stillborn at 41 weeks. And I actually have been struggling with this more than I thought I would in the past. It's been an easy anniversary, and 10 years is significant. But one thing, though, that I never wanted to not do anymore is support charities that know exactly what this is like. They have also suffered stillborns. And I'm here with Cy and Jazzy. Cy is one of the managers over at Set Point, and you guys, unfortunately, lost your son, Riggins. And just like what me and my wife did, you took your grief and your pain, and you are funneling it through something positive to help other couples. And you made the Riggins Ross Foundation, and you have a big event coming up.
We do.
Okay, right. So let's talk about the event first.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about what you were saying is turning pain into purpose. And so we started the Riggins Ross Foundation. And we were like, what can we do to not only alleviate financial burdens for families walking through this? Because as you know, medical expenses, burial costs, celebration of life costs, they just get out of control very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want any parent, we don't believe any parent should have to choose between dignity and debt. And so that's where the Riggins Ross Foundation steps in. And so upcoming on September 5th, we have our first annual event, the Sippin' and Tossin' Cornhole Classic. That name comes from kind of a cool moment we had in our celebration of life with my dad. And he always has had a Coke with all his grandkids. And so because he doesn't get to share a Coke with Riggins, we all crack them at the same time at the celebration of life. And so that's where the sipping comes in, sipping a Coke with Riggs. And so we're going to sip some Coke and throw some bean bags to support an amazing foundation that's here just all about to give back to families that are walking through stillborn and infant loss.
I was there at Riggins' celebration of life, and that moment where you had a whole church full of people crack a Coke at the same time was the you know, the first time that everybody kind of smiled,
yeah,
you know,
because absolutely
it was a cool sound. So the charity, or the event is September 5th. You can register for it by going to RigginsRossFoundation.org. That's Riggins, RIGGINS, RossFoundation.org. And you know, it's interesting that you guys had the same outlook that we did. You know, when we lost Phoebe, I remember thinking, we were sitting in the hospital room still, and we were, my wife and I, saying like, what can we do to make sure this never happens to anybody else? And the truth is, you can't.
Yeah.
And then we were like, so what can we do to help other people? And that was followed with the thought like, well, you can't. Like, I remember thinking that, like, there's nothing you can do for, like, it's done. It's not like it's somebody diagnosed with cancer and you can help them fight it or something like that. Like, the worst thing that could happen has happened.
Yep.
We had the philosophy of making a charity that paid for grief therapy for people, which is also super expensive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to shut our therapy down, we had to shut our charity down because it got to be a little too much for us to handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that you guys came up with the idea of just helping alleviate costs for people who've had stillborns. Jazzy, where did this idea come from?
Actually, it was mainly Cy's idea. Cy's very outgoing, and he, you know, he likes to be a part of this in the biggest way he can. And he actually did the same thing. He was in the hospital, and he was like, I want to make this like a purpose. Like, how can we move forward without moving forward? And so he was just like, let's start this foundation. And kind of my, more so my part in it is I want to walk through like with moms, just because, you know, dads always have a different perspective as moms. Like we carry these babies and we, you know, we share life with them for so long. And then, you know, once they pass, we kind of just have to figure out like how to grieve. And Sai was like, we need to do this. And it's so good. And, you know, being able to walk with people through this and talk to people that have experienced similar losses has been huge for both of us. You know, talking with moms and like they actually understand like what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And so just to be able to talk to people that know what this is like has been super important to us.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Sai and Jazzy, and they lost their son, Riggins, the same way that I lost my daughter, Phoebe, 10 years ago today. And they also, just like me and my wife, turned their grief into growth, and they made the Riggins Ross Foundation, which is having a big event raising money for them on September 5th. So how are you guys doing?
That's a question we get a lot. And so sometimes the answer is we're doing pretty good. Sometimes mm-hmm. the answer is it's been a rough week. Yeah. An answer that I go back to.
Sometimes the answer is just not good right now.
yeah, exactly. Not good right now. So the answer I go back to a lot is we're learning just how to live with a limp. Like mm-hmm. every day, I feel like there's something new, whether it's I just had my birthday like that. We expected to have a little one with us. 4th of July, we expect to have a little one with us. Yeah. We just celebrated our 1 year yesterday. We expected to have Riggs with us. And mm-hmm. so
yeah.
it just is like something new almost every day or every week of we have to learn to live. And what are we going to do to honor him through these moments? Because he's supposed to be with us, but he's not. And so I think that's been the hardest, but most like it just helps us grieve. Being able to look at these different things that we expected or dreamed of Riggs being with us and finding little moments where we can honor him in all of it. The big one is blue, his color, his nursery, everything that we had planned for him was like this baby blue. And so we wear blue all the time. Anytime we see blue, people send us pictures of blue, a blue sky. Like it's just a moment for us to just sit back and remember like he's here, he's with us. He's just on the other side of heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember telling somebody this and they didn't take it the right way. But to be honest, when you've gone through a child loss and you're explaining your grief, it doesn't matter how they take it. You're just saying your true emotions and
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah.
But, I remember watching, a video of, my daughter Phoebe's gender reveal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember, and I still believe this way, telling them that was the happiest day of my life. And it's really sad to know that the happiest day of your life is behind you.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you don't know what the future brings. It's like, no matter what it brings though, she's not here.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing. You know, like even though we've gone on to have rainbow babies, which are, you know, pregnancies and babies that you have after a loss, like it's great. It is great. And you love them.
Yeah.
There's still part of you, though, that just knows that you have a child that's not with you.
Yeah.
You know, so
absolutely.
I appreciate what you guys are doing. You've started the Riggins Ross Foundation. And you're raising money for parents who've had stillborns just like us. And it's great. So thank you so much. September 5th is the event. And it's, what's it called again?
Sippin' and Tossin's the Cornhole Classic.
The Cornhole Classic. And which, by the way, who knew Cornhole had so many rules? It makes it so much better, but it really, anyway, though. You can register for the event at RigginsRossFoundation.org. Please go, please make a donation if you can't go to a really good cause. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.